I have in studio with me Dave Grossman. He is a great friend. He has been flying, and let me tell you, I'm always jealous of his Facebook pictures. He has been flying in first class and staying all over the world for close to free since 2003. He treats earning miles and points as more than a hobby. It is a sport. Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Michelle.
So you recently spoke at the South by Southwest Festival exactly on how to use miles and how to really make the most out of your travels.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the most fun part for me was just how many people showed up for this little seminar. Mm-hmm. It wasn't widely advertised, and people showed up about a half hour early. And they stayed an hour past the end time. Nobody wanted to leave. Everyone likes talking about this stuff.
Of course, because anytime you hear free flights, free hotels, because we all know it's out there, but I think so many of us are either too lazy to really read about it and learn about it, or we're just not knowledgeable and we don't have the time. And then when we hear things like from you, when you're flying first class to Asia all on miles, we're like, okay, we need to get on this. So how did you get started with all this? You have a website called milestalk.com. And what made you start in this whole business? Because it is a business.
Yeah. So what's funny is I only started milestalk.com recently. Mm-hmm. And it was because of all my friends that always ask me questions about this. And it's hilarious to me that apparently over the years, like you said, I've been doing this since 2003, so a long time, and people have thought that I actually spend money on these first class tickets. And that's crazy to me.
They're like, wow, you must be doing real. I mean, you are,
absolutely.
I'm sure, doing really well with work, but that aside.
Yeah, the first class tickets to Asia on Cathay Pacific, so that was for two of us. That would have cost about $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the end, it cost about $130 in taxes and fees.
How did you do that?
Some miles. So that was using American Airlines miles.
Okay.
Cathay Pacific is a partner of American Airlines.
Right.
So you can use your American miles on that. And I had signed up for a bunch of American Airlines credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a bank account that earns American Airlines miles. And I was able to parlay that into, I think at the time it was about 130,000 miles each ticket. So
okay.
260,000 miles.
That's not bad.
And in general, we consider an airline mile worth roughly a penny a point.
Right.
If you think about it, like 1% cash back on a credit card.
Okay.
So in terms of that, it was about $2,600 worth of points.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, $25,000 worth of flights.
Got it. Okay.
So that's what we call a great redemption.
Sure. Exactly. So you said a few things there that I want to ask you about. So you had a few different credit cards going at the same time that earns American Airlines miles. And I know a big concern is that people are saying, well, I shouldn't open and close too many credit cards because it can affect my credit. So once you open these credit cards, do you just use them to get the initial bonuses and then go to the next card?
So that's a great question. And there is an art and a science to it. And it's actually different with different credit card companies.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, right now, American Express, you can only get the bonus one time per lifetime.
They're on to you.
On a credit card product.
They're on to you.
Didn't used to be the case, but now that's the case. Now they're actually talking about relaxing that slightly so that maybe once you've closed it for 4 years,
okay. You
can open one again. Citibank happens to be a little bit more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So the American Airlines card is from Citibank. You can do that a few times a year.
So a few times a year. So you open the card, you get the bonus,
yeah.
You close the card, and then you open another card?
So I'll always keep the card open for the full year.
Okay.
Not trying to get on the radar with that. When the annual fee comes up, that's the time to close it.
Thank you for the reminder, because I have the Citi card, American Airlines, and I just got my bill for the annual fee, so I need to call them today.
That's the time. Sometimes they'll waive the fee to try and keep you on.
Yeah.
But you don't need 13 different cards.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question people ask is, but isn't it bad for my credit to close the card?
Right.
If you've just opened the card for the miles and you had a small credit line on it, say they gave you a $4,000 credit line,
mm-hmm.
just close it. It's not going to have any impact. You never want to get rid of your earliest credit cards, because a big part of your credit score is how long you've had credit.
Okay.
So if you had a card in 1995, that was your first card, just never get rid of that for any reason.
Okay.
Because that helps your credit
card
score. And then every time you open a new credit card, it's called a hard inquiry on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose about 7 points, which will come back after a couple of months. So you don't want to do a whole bunch of credit card applications if you're about to get a mortgage.
Okay, good advice. So much more I want to talk to you about. So hang on, we're talking with Dave Grossman from Miles Talk, all about how to maximize your travel and to travel for free on miles and points. More coming up next right here on Michelle Gerson's Passport on AM 970, The Answer.
Steve Dace reacts to Ted Cruz dropping out of the race.
The one thing about Ted Cruz I know is this. Had you given him the means to do so, he would have used everything in his body, mind, soul, spirit, the power of the presidency and the Constitution to at least help us to take one giant step, if nothing else, towards the righteous path. And I can't say that about a lot of the 17 guys that ran in this field.
The Steve Dace Show, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Vamos to the Washington, D.C. metro area. Getting to the Washington metro area has never been easier or more affordable. Vamos Bus delivers the best customer experience and moves more than 7,000 travelers a week from the Washington, D.C. area and Midtown Manhattan. Book your visit to Bethesda, Maryland and Arlington and Lorton, Virginia and take advantage of their 12th anniversary specials while they last. Get fares as low as $30 on select buses to Washington metro destinations. Pick up your Vamos Bus outside Penn Station and Vamos to the Washington metro area. For those who want a first-class ride, try the Vamos Gold Bus Luxury Service, featuring wide-body, 2-in-1 leather seating with extra arm and leg room, onboard free internet service, and electrical outlets. If you want to win a free round-trip ticket for two, courtesy of Vamos, send me an email telling me why you want two tickets to Vamos to D.C. Send the email to Michelle at michellegersonspassport.com. Contest rules are posted on the AM 970 website. Vamos, getting away for 12 years. Visit Vamos Bus at www.vamosbus.com. That's VAMOOSEBus.com.
If you've ever wondered what it would be like to experience the magnificent beauty of the Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall in Jerusalem, and the beauty of the Greek island of Santorini, all while sailing pristine waters on a 5-star cruise ship, your opportunity now awaits to discover for yourself cities of antiquity and the origins of culture and faith. A journey with meaning awaits you this fall on the Footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise, September 22nd to October 9th. For more information and to register, visit am970theanswer.com.
And now more of Michelle Gerson's Passport. Taste, travel, and live well.
You're listening to Michelle Gerson's Passport. I'm Michelle. And don't forget, you could check us out on Facebook, Michelle Gerson's Passport, or on Twitter at Michelle Gerson. And that's where I post all of the guests that are coming up on each week's show. Also, the podcasts are always up there right after the show in case you miss it. And I will tell you, over the next few weeks, we have some pretty cool prizes that we're giving away. Today, if you heard our last guest, she's giving away a 10-week virtual clinic experience. If you need a little motivation to lose some weight, you could just head to our Facebook page. It's Michelle Gerson's Passport, and send me a message and just with your name and email and phone number. And we're going to announce the winner next week. But a lot of cool fitness gifts coming up in the next few weeks, because like I said, I'm trying to get my best wedding shape possible. And so I'm going to talk a lot about fitness. But on top of all of that, you know, my passion is travel. And I have a good friend, Dave Grossman, who has a website, milestalk.com. And he is the king of learning and knowing and teaching you how to travel for free based on miles and points. And before the break, Dave, we were talking about whether you should open all these different credit cards, if it could affect your credit. And so you were basically saying that you can open one, you get the bonus and the miles on it, and then you leave it open for a year. But within that year, you'll open another card as well?
Yeah, I'll open a different kind of card within that year. So I'm not going to open the same one over and over.
Right.
But I might get an American Airlines personal card, and then I might get an American Airlines business card.
Okay.
And then I might go get a United card. So more like that, more staggered. People will do what they'll call an aporama, and they might apply for 7 different cards in a very short period of time, but it's planned out in terms of what's going to interact with what and what's
so
safer.
Interesting.
And then there's things that keep changing the game. For example, right now with Chase, mm-hmm. they have a very popular card product called the Ultimate Rewards Card. It's called the Chase Sapphire Preferred, and
okay.
you earn Ultimate Rewards.
Right. I just opened that card.
Good job, because if you open 5 other cards in the next 24 months, they will not approve you for the Chase Sapphire Preferred.
Oh, okay.
It's called the 524 rule.
Okay.
And it's because they don't want people churning cards.
Interesting. But if you open theirs first, then you're
absolutely
fine.
Yep.
Wow. And it's not going to affect the credit by opening five cards.
Will affect your credit over the short term.
Okay. So you're saying don't get a mortgage, right? If there's anything that you need to do,
it's going to knock you down short term,
okay.
But it'll come back. And remember, the big thing in credit, it's definitely how many lines of credit you have, so that affects it a little bit.
Okay.
But it's also your utilization. So if you have $100,000 worth of credit over 15 cards, but you're only using $3,000 of it, you only have a 3% utilization.
Got
so that's
it.
Fine. If
okay.
you start having revolving lines going for 80,000 of that 100,000, your credit score is going to get demolished.
Got it.
So
you
have to be disciplined that you're getting these cards for the miles,
mm-hmm.
not to throw more charges than you would have otherwise. It's also important to realize that a lot of times these rewards earning credit cards have the worst interest rates.
Okay. So
you don't want these. These are not where you're going to go store money that charges that you can't pay off.
Right.
You're doing
okay.
these for the miles.
Sure.
And I think another important distinction is that the cards that have the best bonuses, and
mm-hmm.
they change all the time. And one tip is always Google around and find out what the best bonuses tend to be on a certain credit card.
Okay.
Because a lot of them have one time of the year where for a month it's a higher sign-up bonus. So you don't want to get it some other time of the year.
Right.
You want to get it when you're
going
to get the most.
Oh, I missed out.
You want to maximize it. But you also aren't necessarily going to put your everyday spend on that card.
Right.
You might apply for six different cards over a year. But depending on what your spending pattern is, you're going to put all your charges on one or two cards.
Okay. And then
that's a whole other strategy.
Right. Because
you want to maximize that.
Sure. Okay. So you basically put what you need to earn the bonuses, but then you have your one or two cards that you're usually putting all the rest of your charges on.
Right. And keep in mind that each one of these cards, you might have to put on from $750 to even mm-hmm. $5,000
right.
to earn that
bonus.
So you also need to think about how much are you realistically going to be able to spend.
Right, exactly. Now, you mentioned bank accounts, too.
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
There is, if your listeners want to go to bankdirect.com.
Okay.
It's a very small Texas bank. I believe the actual name is Texas Capital Bank.
Okay.
They have a couple of accounts that earn Advantage Miles.
Huh.
They've had them for years, and not a lot of people talk about them. They've capped it now, so you can't put your life savings into it and earn millions of dollars a month. It was so much better than any bank account.
Right.
And people would put it. I know that there were people from the internet that would talk about having millions of dollars in that account and earning millions of miles a month.
And that's worth so much more than what
what
you get now.
Yeah, at the very minimum, you're going to consider a mile worth a penny. There are people that will, another part of the science is that different airline miles are worth different amounts of money in our heads.
Okay.
So an American mile might be worth 1.3, 1.4 cents each. A Delta mile might be worth 1 cent because
okay.
it's harder to use. So we're always thinking about all that kind of stuff in the calculation in terms of what miles we want to get and everything. But if you consider it was worth a penny,
mm-hmm.
so you were earning that much worth of miles when interest rates were 1% or less.
Then it made sense.
And you were paying taxes on that 1%, but you don't pay tax on an earned airline mile.
Oh, good point.
So you were getting at a baseline, double the value, and that's before
right.
you get a great redemption. That's just at kind of what they're worth.
Sure.
But the trip to Asia, we're talking about 10 times that in value.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, it's all very exciting and a little overwhelming. So
it's a lot overwhelming.
It is very.
And that's why we have Miles Talk.
Exactly. So if somebody wants to get started in this, they have to start slowly. They'll go to your website, but what's a good place to start?
So obviously, I'm going to say that Miles Talk is a great place to start. Also, FlyerTalk.com
mm-hmm.
is actually how I got into this hobby back in 2002, 2003. It's changed a lot. It's not as good as it was. And frankly, people can be a little bit rude on it.
Oh, yeah.
That said,
okay.
it's an enormous repository of everything that's going on in the miles and points world right now. So if you're an American Airlines fanatic, go to FlyerTalk.com, click on Miles and Points, click on Airlines, and click on American. And you will find people talking about the most ridiculous things someone that was in first class and was not served a pre-departure beverage might be throwing a fit. And you'll have to wade through all of that. People that talk about new aircraft getting delivered, things you may or may not care about. But people will also post about the stuff that you do care about.
Sure. That's great advice. So we have about 2 minutes left. There's so much more that we can talk about. But you were just recently in Cuba.
Yes.
And did you go on miles?
I did not use miles. Actually, right now, you cannot go from the U.S. to Cuba on miles unless you route through a third country, which is legal, but a huge pain.
And something else that I was reading on your site, Miles Talk, was that you cannot use a credit card in Cuba.
You cannot.
Okay, so you must go with cash or you're going to be stranded.
Yeah, and we could talk a whole nother time on Cuba, but the banking system in America, currently the regulations prohibit them from doing business in Cuba.
Okay.
So if you had a Canadian-based card or something, you could use that in Cuba. It's not their infrastructure.
Okay.
It's just illegal for our banks to process it. Right now, that's going to change soon.
Okay.
But it hasn't yet.
Right.
There'll also be commercial flights that you can use miles on probably by the end of this year.
Okay.
But also not there yet.
Right. And there's also cruise lines. I know Carnival just sent their inaugural.
Fathom line. Yeah.
Yep.
Just went 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different experience. They're spending a lot of time on the ship.
Hmm.
So there's trade-offs to everything.
Yeah. I mean, cruises are nice for certain things. But if you're going to a place like Cuba, you really want to experience the destination.
I think a tour is better. I will say the one benefit of the cruise, they get to see more of the country easily.
Okay.
So even though they're spending a lot of time on the ship, they're also going to like Cienfuegos and other parts of Cuba, whereas the tour I did stayed near Havana just because of how people don't know. It's like that the biggest island in the Caribbean area. It's massive. So you can't just hop around the whole island very easily.
Yeah. It's like Australia or the
U.S.
Well,
not that big, but it's big.
People think they could just go
right. Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I'm going to go to Australia for a week and see all of Australia.
Exactly. Well, Dave Grossman, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, your website, milestalk.com, for anybody looking to get started, get information on how to best maximize your travels and travel for free. And
also, please follow on Twitter, Miles Talk Dave, and also on Facebook, Miles Talk Dave, but of course on the website.
There you go. Again, Dave Grossman with MilesTalk.com. I'm Michelle Jurison, and you can follow me on Twitter at Michelle Jurison and Michelle Jurison's Passport on Facebook. Thanks so much for joining me today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week right here on AM 970, The Answer.